Leading our journey today is Father Ted Dusinski, Vicar General, Chancellor, Moderator of the Curia for the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana, and Rector Pastor of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Catholic Church.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are now in the holiest of weeks for us Catholics, for us Christians. This week is filled with so much drama. We saw on Sunday the crowds proclaiming Jesus King and singing hosannas to him, and then immediately turning around and calling for his crucifixion. On Monday, we saw in John's Gospel Jesus visiting with Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead, and Lazarus's sisters, Martha and Mary. We then hear of Mary anointing Jesus' feet with costly oil, and Judas scolding her. Yesterday, John told us that Jesus is dining with his disciples, but becomes deeply troubled and tells them that one of them will betray him. And as if part of an unbelievable horror story, Satan enters into Judas. Today, the drama continues as the espionage is on full display. Today, my brothers and sisters, is often referred to as Spy Wednesday. The name derives from today's gospel reading in which Judas betrays Jesus, Matthew 26:14-16. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. This is when Judas goes into full spy mode, looking for the most opportune time to let the Sanhedrin, the Council of Jewish Elders, who were seeking to condemn Jesus, know when they could arrest Jesus. This raises a few questions, which throughout Holy Week are answered. Why would Judas turn on Jesus? St. John told us that answer yesterday. Satan entered into him. However, if you follow the storyline, Judas had been providing an opening for Satan to do so for a while. Judas, who was in charge of the money purse, had been stealing from it. We hear that Judas didn't care about the poor, only the money that was to go to the poor. Betrayal, interior betrayal, most likely started small and left unchecked grew to the ultimate betrayal. Another question, why did the Pharisees even need Judas? Jesus never hid his preaching or what he was doing. He was a public figure. The Pharisees needed Judas, an inside man, because they were cowards. They were afraid. The Pharisees needed a spy who could provide a time when Jesus was alone because they were afraid to arrest him in public, because they feared public outrage or a riot. So instead, they opted for a secret arrest in the middle of the night. Luke's gospel provides us with this detail. And he went to the chief priest and temple guards to discuss a plan for handing him over to them. They were pleased and agreed to pay him money. He accepted their offer and sought a favorable opportunity to hand him over to them in the absence of a crowd. Luke 22:4-6. A final question, why? Why? Why would God allow this treachery and betrayal? Pope Benedict answered this question in one of his 2006 audiences. In his mysterious salvific plan, God uses this as the occasion for the total gift of the Son for the redemption of the world. We draw from this a final lesson. Benedict concluded, "While there is no lack of unworthy and traitorous Christians in the Church, it is up to each of us to counterbalance the evil done by them with our clear witness to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior." Today, take time for quiet reflection. Spend time in prayer, meditating on the suffering of Christ. Consider the ways in which you might be called to greater faithfulness. If possible, attend one or all the remaining services this week, or spend time in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament. ask for the grace to remain faithful to Christ, even in the face of temptation and adversity. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, on this Spy Wednesday, we remember the betrayal that led to your suffering and death. Help us to understand the depth of your love for us, a love that endured even the greatest treachery. Forgive us for our own failings and weaknesses. Grant us the strength to remain faithful to you, even in the darkest of times. We ask this in your most holy name. Amen. My dear friends, thank you for spending time with me today. Please join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.